HD Kansas City, WTAF HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Sports Station.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be
having a great time,
if you want to be
loving the fun,
if you want to see all of the excitement, this is the place, and we're the ones. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
If you want to see
the best of the big leagues,
you want to be
loving the day, come share the excitement of the stolen bases and double plays.
This is where it happens.
For the very best in baseball, this is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
That's right,
there
baby.
It is.
That's right, baby.
First place.
How's it feel, Minnesota? How you doing? How's it feel, Cleveland? How you doing? Hey, Yankees lost. Houston lost. Royals have won 3 straight against Cleveland. Go for a fourth. God, it feels good to be in first.
Woke up to a text message this morning from our friend Kurt Nelson at the Royals Hall of Fame. He goes, it's August 28th. Do you know where the Royals are? First place. That's where the Kansas City Royals are today as you're waking up this late into the season. And I broke out this shirt that I haven't probably worn in about 8 years. We own the Central, Dusty, and that's right. Where the Royals are right now. And it's marvelous. It's magnificent. It's outstanding. And I don't want to be the I told you so, but last week I told you so. They're winning this division because Cleveland is a team that is done and the Royals are playing great baseball and they're getting it now from other areas of the team that haven't been produced. The bullpen has been spectacular in this series. They were spectacular last night in a game where they didn't expect to be pitching and then sitting for 2.5 hours and, you know, having to do that all song and dance and whatnot last night. But they're getting it from the bullpen. They're getting it from other guys in the lineup, not named Bobby Witt in this series. Mm-hmm. And they have now taken over first place in the American League Central. And now I'm going to tell you what, man, it's on. It is freaking on now with this baseball team because they're still playing with confidence. They're playing inspired baseball. They're playing fun baseball. They got that taste of winning and they don't want to give it up, man. It's unbelievable to see what this team is doing. They were 10 back at the beginning of July roughly, and now they're tied with the Cleveland Indians for first place in the American League Central. And I don't think anybody's going to tell the Royals they're not winning this division right now, and I don't think anybody in their right mind is picking anybody but the Royals to win this division right now based on the way that they're playing ball.
It's amazing to see, considering what last year was and where this team is this year, because the biggest part about this whole series and this whole thing was the riptide or the gauntlet of the next 20 games, and they've played 6 of them. They've won 4 of them.
Right.
Right. And everybody at the start of it, which I'd asked, is 10 out of 10 or 10 and 10 good on this 20 game. Might be better than that now.
Yeah, it might be better than that now. Yeah,
and
10 and 10 right now, I'm not signing up for that.
No, and you know, obviously things, whatever, can change. But the thing that's great is that when you need things to go right for you, or when you need things to be the way that you want them to be, it has to be at certain times, and everybody has to kind of be on board. That's not, I guess that is kind of a ship analogy. But the thing about this has not been an easy 3-game win set. This is against Cleveland, who has been in the lead in the Central since, I don't know, 3-4 months
Day
ago.
Day one, right? Really, right? Yeah.
And not only that, but Cole Reagans gets hurt in the 2nd game.
Right.
And you got to use your bullpen.
Right.
And everybody showed up when what's been the biggest thing that's caused all of us to cuss and scream, the Royals bullpen.
Right, exactly.
And then yesterday, Lorenzen slips and slides, hamstring goes awry. Bullpen steps up.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a 2.5-hour rain delay. We're all sitting there thinking to ourselves, like, what are we doing? Like, are they really going to play that? They checked radar. Rain delays are terrible. Whatever. And they come back and they put up more runs. And they win 5-1.
Right.
They've handled Cleveland. And it seems that at the right time, like, you've been waiting for this arrival of, like, this Royals revival. And when you look at what's happened here, your offense has really started to click right where it needs to be. MJ Melendez has shown up in a big moment.
Yep.
Your bullpen has shown up in a big moment. And this is why you're in a position of first. This is why there is discussions now that Royals manager Matt Cotrero, who will join us at 9, should be the manager of the year. Like, no matter what.
Well, I mean, there's no more discussion of that. Like, the Steven Vogt conversation has to end right now. His team is collapsing, and the Royals are building this monstrosity of a dominating, you know, force in the American League Central, not just for this year, but you can look at it for years to come now with the way that this organization is built and the way that they're doing things right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, Matt Cotrero is the clear manager of the year in the American League, and I don't think there's really any debate about that. And to me, you know, he's done a nice job of pushing all the buttons, but all those buttons have to go out there and produce. And I want to tip my cap to the bullpen right now, Dusty, because I was very hard. I mean, I flat out said they stunk for a while, and they did. I mean, there's nothing to say that we were wrong about that, but you can turn things around. That's the beauty about sports. And it's also what is the unbeauty about sports is that people get wedded to their opinion. And even as things present themselves and you get evidence otherwise, there are people who don't want to change their thought process and their opinion. It's easier to be negative. It's easier to stick to, you know, they're still not going to do it type of stuff than to be able to look at it and realize, you know what? This bullpen has been outstanding in this Cleveland series. I mean, you want to talk about a sack on a bullpen right now. This thing is as big as it can possibly be because they have been put into situations that I think if you would have told me on Monday that Cole Reagans has to get hurt and you got a bullpen game, Michael Lorenzen goes down early, you have a bullpen game, 2-hour rain delay and more bullpen, I would have said we're screwed, right? Going into this series, you would have said that. This bullpen right now is starting to prove those doubters wrong. And with 29 games to go in the regular season, they got to keep up this pace right now. MacArthur's looking good. Schreiber's looking good right now. How about Carlos Hernandez last night coming in and pitching 2 1/3 of, you know, great baseball, and guys are making plays behind him right now. Like, to me, we got to tip our caps to the guys that aren't Salvi, that aren't Bobby, that aren't Michael, or that aren't MJ, that aren't Vinny Pasquantino. It's the bullpen who did it last night. DeYoung coming up big last night with a home run early. Garcia and Massey having big nights. Like, this is what winning is all about. This is how you win games, by people on the roster that aren't your stars picking up the slack, stepping up when others go down. And last night was a prime example of that. And that's why the Royals are in first place and they're not letting go of this thing.
No, I think, you know, and obviously I'm not going to sit here and say the bullpen's fixed or that the bullpen is, you know, trustworthy as of right now. But to, like, your point, to give them credit where credit is due. And we've heard Vern say this. We've heard other people maybe kind of mention it, but Vern always hits it hard. The way that this Royals team is going to be successful and the way that this team is going to move deep into the playoffs is starting pitching, defense, and speed.
Yep.
And you can go back in this series of Cleveland and see what got you wins and what was the reason why. MJ Melendez, I guess you can call it defense and speed in the same play, making that diving play in left field. Your bullpen pitching. Reagans goes out after 4 innings. The bullpen goes 5 innings, gives up 4 hits and 1 earned run.
Mm-hmm. They've given up 1 or 2 earned runs in like 16 2/3 innings or something like that. That's insane.
Right. And then last night you have Lorenzen go out. Hernandez comes in and spot starts him. Then they get the rain delay.
Yep.
And the Royals bullpen goes 5 innings. They gave up 0 hits. They struck out 5 and they walked 0.
They were masterful last night.
And MacArthur had 4 strikeouts in 2 innings.
And that's not doing it against the White Sox, fellas. That's doing it against the team that, you know, was in first place and owned first place for a very long portion of this season. The Royals are now beating a team that was ahead of them in the standings, that everybody perceived to be a good team for most of the year, and they're now taking care of business. And you know, I've always said, you know, you got to keep a losing team losing. This Cleveland team was a losing team coming into this series, and this is exactly what the Royals are doing. They're keeping that losing team losing, and that's Cleveland right now. Like, you get into funks, and this Cleveland team is very reminiscent to me. Remember in 03 when the Royals started out really good? They were like 19-4 or whatever it was to start the 2003 season, and we were all excited about everything that was going to happen that year, and they ended up finishing in third place, right? They ended up finishing outside the playoffs, but it was a fun year. We had a good time, right? And then, you know, 20 years later until we win a World Series or whatever it was, right? So that's where I think Cleveland is right now. They're like that 2003 version of the Royals. They started out great, lived high on the hog, I think that's a saying, for a very long time based on the way that they started the season,
And now you're starting to see a catch up with them. They're not as talented. They're not as good. But, man, they got that great start at the beginning of the year. They milked that start for a very, very long time. And now time is just catching up with them. Their rotation hasn't been that good. Offensively, they're very challenged offensively right now. Their bullpen hasn't been that good. And all of that's starting to catch up with them. And so that's what I compare this Cleveland team to. They're the 0-3 version of the Royals. Great start and then petered at the beginning. The Royals had a very nice start, right? They were fine at the beginning of the year. Nothing spectacular, but they got better and developed confidence and got better and developed confidence. And they're doing basically what everybody does kind of in life. The more you do something, the better you get at it and the more confident you become. And I don't know that anybody's playing with more confidence right now than this Kansas City Royals baseball team.
The best part about it is that what you said earlier, that sometimes you have to give other people credit.
That's well hit into right center field. Go ball. It will go indeed into the third row. Bob DeYoung goes to the opposite field.
We might have ourselves the 2014-2015 version, of Ben Zobrist.
Could be. Could absolutely be, yeah.
He's got 23 homers on the year.
Yeah.
I believe he's got 6 since joining the Royals.
He's been really good.
Somewhere in that ballpark. Yep. But this is what you need in these types of runs, right? This is what... And I mentioned this, you don't necessarily need the bullpen to be this bullpen. It would be nice.
Right.
It's not going to happen. I'm going to be a realist here. But in this time of the year against these teams where your fan base, and everyone can be fair here, would say, can you be the good teams? Kansas City has gone into Cleveland, and they've beaten Cleveland. Is it our fault that Cleveland's in a downward spiral?
No.
Is Cleveland still the first place team? They're technically still in first place.
Right.
Now, the best part about this is you've won the series.
Right, and you've won the season series
now,
too.
So now you've got the tiebreaker.
Right.
So if you do, huge advantage.
Huge.
And, yeah, you may not sweep yet, but you may not sweep them, but there is a possibility that you might be a game out. But now it's to the point where, like, this is the best part, is that they know that there are pieces on this team that can be productive, the team and opponents. And now Cleveland knows that you're not going to go away. Like, oh, they can't beat the good teams. Well, they just came in and they kicked our ass. They're 7-2 against us on the season this year. They have the advantage. We now know the Royals aren't going anywhere, and they're now the car in the fast lane that they saw coming. Maybe they'll slow down, and now they're on their backside bumper, and Cleveland has to either get out of the way or get speed. And where I'm looking at it, it looks like they're probably going to get in the middle lane, and the Royals are going to try to get there and coast. And look, it's not just Cleveland doing it. Minnesota's doing it too.
Yeah, I was telling you the other day, I was driving home from the game. We were on 435, and all of a sudden these two BMWs come up behind me, and they boom right by you. Like, it scares you a little bit, right? It kind of jolts you. And Dusty goes, yeah, you're probably a little shaken about that. I'm like, yeah.
That's
exactly what's happening to this Cleveland baseball team right now. They are getting motorboated by the Kansas City Royals. They are going out there, and they are starting to sink, and they are getting blown by the Royals. I mean, the Royals were those two BMWs that flew past me the other day on 435. Vroom, right by them. And there's nothing Cleveland can do right now, because now they've got the mindset that they can't win. They're going into games knowing that they're losing this game. And 90% of the time when you go in with that mindset, you're going to lose that baseball game or whatever it is in life, right? You go in thinking you're not going to get something done. You're not going to get something done. And there's all that doubt in the heads of the Cleveland team. There's no doubt whatsoever in the heads of the Royals right now. They believe that they can win. They believe that they're going to dominate. They believe that they're going to kick your ass. And that's why the Royals, my friends, are sitting atop of the division right now in first place. What a great time to be alive. A three-peat begins next week. The Royals are in first place. You don't find a better sports city than what's going on in Kansas City right now.
Praise be.